Welcome to Tarati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name's Ruchama Welcher, and today we'll be learning Koheles Perek Tes, Chapter 9. This chapter continues with the theme in the previous chapter about the limitations of man's control. We're very limited in terms of what we can control in this world, with the ultimate limitation being the inevitability of death. But as we discussed in Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, we are in control over our actions. And in this chapter, we're going to focus on the tension between what we can and we can't control. And very importantly, we're going to focus on how the way that we conceptualize this makes a real difference in terms of the way we deal with it. So I'm going to repeat that. The way that we understand the tension between the things that we can and can't control makes a real difference in the way that we navigate this tension. And that's what Koheles is going to discuss in this chapter. So he begins by establishing that Hashem has control over everything in Psukim Aleph and Beis. And it's a complex pasuk to translate, so we're going to mostly follow the Ibn Ezra here. Ki es kol zeh nosati et alibi ulavor es kol zeh. All this I sought to ascertain. Asher hatzadikim ha'chachamim v'avodeim b'yad ha'elokim. That righteous people and wise people and all their works are in the hands of Hashem. Gam ava, gam sina, ein yodeh ha'adam. They don't know when things that they love or hate will come upon them. Hakol lifnehim. Everything preceded them. Everything was determined before they were born. In other words, we have so little control. In fact, most of what we think we can control is really just an illusion. Everything we do is in the hands of Hashem. Everything was determined before we're born. And most of all, the thing that we have least control over is death. That's the great equalizer. Death awaits everyone in this world. As he says in Pasuk Beis, Hakol asher lakol, the same fate awaits everyone. Mikre achad, the same thing, letzadik v'larasha, v'latov, a righteous person, a wicked person, a good person, latahara v'latamei, pure, impure, lazaveach la'asher nena zaveach, someone who brings sacrifices, someone who doesn't bring sacrifices, katov kachoteh, a good person, a sinner, nishba kasher shavur yareh, he who makes oaths and he who is afraid of oaths, the same fate awaits everyone. Rashi puts a positive spin on this pasuk, and he says that yes, everybody knows that the same fate awaits everybody and that everybody's going to die. But wise people recognize that whilst we're all going to die, we don't all have the same afterlife. And there's a different fate for tzaddikim and rishayim in the world to come. And based on this understanding, tzaddikim, righteous people, make positive choices in their lifetime because they recognize that it makes the ultimate difference. So whilst we don't have control over our death, we have absolute control over the implications of death, whether it's the end or whether it leads to olam haba, to an afterlife. So in Pasuk Gimel, Koheles contrasts this wise person who understands that there's an afterlife and he makes good decisions in his lifetime because he knows that there's an afterlife with people who don't understand this at all. And they think that everyone does end up the same way with the same fate. And this leads to a very problematic way of thinking. V'gam lev b'nei ha'adam malei ra v'haleilos bilvavam b'chayehem v'acharav el hamesim. Therefore, the heart of man is full of evil. Madness is in their heart while they live, and afterwards they go to the dead. These kind of people look at a reality where the same fate of death awaits everyone, and they come to the conclusion that there's no justice, there's no hashgacha. Hashem doesn't care about my actions and about what I do. There's no reward, there's no punishment. Everything happens by chance. Sometimes this is to the benefit of the tzaddik, sometimes this is to the benefit of the rasha, say Rashi and Mitzuda. They think that there's no rhyme or reason. So this person's heart is full of hoilelos, full of madness, because these kind of thoughts can drive you crazy. And va'acharav el hamesim, afterwards they go to the dead, which Rashi understands as Gehenim, because this kind of thinking results in actions and responses that lead to no afterlife. If my actions make no difference, why would I work hard to live a moral and ethical life? And this results in these people really going to the dead. In other words, there is no olam haba for them, and they're stripped of their eternity. And this is a crazy, ironic, self-fulfilling prophecy. Because even though we all die physically, tzaddikim b'misasam koroyim chayim, tzaddikim are considered alive even after they die. They live on through the legacy that they leave behind, the Torah that they leave behind. And in ways, they're more alive than wicked people who are breathing still. Rishayim af b'chayim koroyim mesim. Wicked people are considered dead even while they live and breathe and walk the planet. But if someone concludes that nothing matters because we all die anyways, and then that leaves them to make lifestyle choices where they don't deserve an afterlife, they really actually do die a very final death, just as they said they would. They could have overpowered death in a way through making positive life choices and then being deserving of an afterlife, but they didn't. And this is a very frightening idea, and it's a very interesting way of conceptualizing this tension between the inevitability of death and man's control. However, Koheles makes sure to point out also that there's always hope as long as a person's alive and they can always repent. Ki mi asher yechubar al ko hachayim yesh bitachon. He who is attached to life, he still has hope. And the word yechubar, attached, is a fricative, meaning it's written one way in the text and it's read another. So we try and understand a fricative according to the way that it's written and according to the way it's read. So according to the way it's written, yevuchar, it means he will choose, i.e. while you are still alive, you can choose, you can make good choices. He who is attached to life, yechubar, has hope. And he who can choose life, yevuchar, he can make good choices, he also still has hope. Ki lakelev chai hu tov min ha'ariyei hames, because a living dog, which is an expression of content in Tanakh, is better off than a dead lion, which is the king of all animals. And whilst Koheles said in Perek Daled in chapter 4 that the dead are better off than the alive because they don't feel pain, here he asserts that as painful as life can be, it's worthwhile because one can still accomplish things. And that leads him in Psukim Hey and Vav 5 and 6 to go on to praise life for its potential to fix things up, for its potential to still create a legacy, to change, to grow, to repent, whilst he also laments the fact that it's too late for people who have already died. And in Psukim Zayin through Tes, 7 through 9, if we follow Rashi's explanation, he tells the righteous people that you can go and enjoy life because you've made good decisions in your lifetime, and you can be assured that you'll have a share in the world to come. Lech echol b'simcha lachmecha, go and eat your bread joyfully, or shesei b'leiv tov yeinecha, and drink your wine with joy, ki chvar ratza elokim es ma'asecha, because Hashem is pleased with your work. And he says, re'ei chayim im isha asher ahavta, enjoy life with the wife that you love. Kol asher timtza yadcha la'asos b'kochacha asei, do whatever you can with your energy, do what you can manage. Ki ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'das v'chochma b'shol asher atoheilich shama, because in the grave you can't do any of these things, so enjoy life while you still can. However, in Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, 11 and 12, Koheles goes back again to the idea of man's lack of control. Shavti, I returned, I went back to the idea. V'ra'oy tachas ha-shemesh, ki lo'y lakalim ha-meirots, I saw that the swift don't win the race. V'lo'y la'gibarim ha-melchoma, and nor do the mighty win the war, as we saw in the story of Hanukkah, where the weak army won over the powerful Greek army. V'gam lo'y la'chachomim lechem, nor do wise people have bread, and nor do those who understand necessarily have wealth, nor do knowledgeable people have favor, because ultimately time and fate will overtake them all. Everybody's going to come to the same fate. So according to the Ibn Ezra in this pasuk, he's saying that whilst I just told you to enjoy wealth and enjoy love and enjoy success, you actually don't have control over these aspects of our lives. We don't control our destinies, and you might not have bread or wealth even if you are smart, which we're totally familiar with from our lived experiences. We see this all the time. Plus, says the Ibn Ezra, your wisdom, your strength, your swiftness, none of these can save you from death. No one can outrun, however fast you can run. You can't outrun the angel of death. So it's fallacious to think that you can do whatever you can with your strength, like he says in Pasuk 10, in Pasuk Yud, because it's not actually in our control. We can't actually do what we want with our strength. Ki gam lo yeda ha'adam es itoy, because a person doesn't know his time. Kadogim shene echozim b'matsuda ra, ukatziporim ha'achuzos b'pach, kohen yukashim b'nei adam, lo eis ra kashetipol aleim pisam. Like fish and birds, death catches us with its net. So suddenly, we don't know when we're going to die. It can happen so suddenly, which is such a frightening reality that we're all so familiar with. And when it comes to this, man with his great intellect is not even superior to a fish. We have absolutely no control. But we'll conclude this section with the words of the Talmud's Chachma, who emphasizes that what man does have control over is how he takes advantage of his time while he is still alive. He says, do what you can while you're still alive. And he goes back to the words in Pasuk Yod, Kol asher timtza yadcha b'kochecha la'asos aseh, not to mean do what you can, enjoy your life while you still can, because we don't know that we can control those aspects of our lives. But he reads it as, do what you can do in a moral and ethical sense, make good choices, do teshuvah, whatever you can do, do while you still can, because this is the only thing that man really has control over. Now, in the second section of the chapter, Koheles tells a story about the value of wisdom. Because having just said that wisdom can't help you to outsmart death, and it doesn't guarantee bread or wealth, he's still saying, don't throw it out. So the story is about a small, vulnerable city that was surrounded by a strong king with a strong army who wanted to conquer it. And it describes in the Pasuk according to Mitzvah how he built a very big fortress overlooking, the king built a very big fortress overlooking the small city and he could shoot down arrows to it. So it was basically inevitable that this king should win. However, in Pasuk Tesvav 15, Koheles says, Umatzaba ish miskein chacham. There was a weak but wise person in the city. Umilatu es ha'ir b'chachmasai. And he saved the whole city with his wisdom. His wisdom was more effective than strength and force of this very powerful king, which is exactly what we just said in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Loila gibarim milchama. It's not necessarily the strong who win the war. Here you have the weak but wise person winning. And what was the secret of his wisdom? So it seems from Pasuk Yizayin, Pasuk 17, like it was some kind of verbal negotiation. Because it says, Divrei chachamim benachas nishma'im miza'akas moshal baksilim. The words of the wise person are heard above the shouts of the powerful king. And there are two ways of understanding this phrase, Divrei chachamim benachas nishma'im. The words of chachamim are heard with nachas. So firstly, according to Rashi, the words of the wise person are heard with pleasure. Benachas nishma'im, people get nachas, people get pleasure from hearing words of wisdom. People appreciate wisdom. That's the first way. The second way is that benachas means softly. The words of a wise person are spoken softly. Divrei chachamim benachas nishma'im. We hear the words of wise people spoken softly. And wise people speak calmly. They understand the value of soft, calm, level-headed communication, which is how this person managed, this weak but wise person, managed to save the entire city. And Koheles concludes by saying, Tova chochma miklei krov. Wisdom is so much better than weapons. So to summarize this chapter, the first part of the chapter dealt with the intention between control and inevitability. So whilst no one spared the inevitability of death, righteous people and wicked people both die. We can control what happens to us after we die. And that depends on the choices that we make in our lifetime. So you have control despite inevitability. And then in the second half of the chapter, we have the story of the weak, wise person who overpowered the strong king and his army. And this reaffirms Koheles' commitment to the superiority of wisdom. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmas, Rose Foreman, Reza Rachel Bas Arieleib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bas Shlomo.